TJ out here today. I don't, stairs and stroke patients don't go well, so I stay ground levels a lot of times. And what a day. The Lord has blessed us all to be here together and promote our county, and we have a great thing going on in the entire countywide. I think that all the cities working together is making this county better every single day. I know that we work a lot of times with Park Hills and Deloge, Farmington, all of us, all we all work together. Bonterre, great people to work with, some great mayors out there to really work with. Bismarck, the big thing going on over there, of course, right now is our natural gas line. I hate to tell you, but I love this weather because when you sell gas and natural gas is the best, you love the cold weather. But we're over there, and we're going to be putting in that about 15 miles of line over there, about a $16 million project. It's going to be going from Deloge, where we currently service all the way through Gumbo and Davis Crossing, Bismarck. And we're going to be all going all the way down to Iron Mountain Lake and, of course, IKO. We built a beautiful relationship with IKO. IKO is a facility. They're putting in about a $150 million facility down there, roughly, and we're going to be servicing the energy for that project. It is clean. A lot of people are scared that it's going to be asphalt making or in shingles making. It is not. What they're doing is they're using our energy to dry the rocks and get the little granules that's on the shingles, and then they're going to ship them out by rail. So they're drying and preparing the granules. There's not going to actually be shingle making there. It's going to be going down to their facilities down south that will make the facility. So it's a pretty green facility, and like I said, they're going to be using a lot of Bismarck energy. It's a great economic boom for us. We appreciate Dale. We appreciate Mike Henderson, of course, and Dale Wright, Representative Wright. They were great help in working on securing the $7 million from the state. We're currently working on that and getting that into our budget. That's going to be spent to help upgrade this line. And the county, we're greatly appreciative of the county. We work with them on securing an easement. We're using our pre-existing easement to come across Davis Crossing. And then we got a new easement that's going to be going south to service that facility. So IKO, great partners. They're going to be great for the community. Like, again, they'll bring between 50 and 100 jobs over to the Bismarck area. So we're seeing a lot of growth. One thing I kindly touched on a little bit last year, we got a company in from California. They were looking to relocate, and we got them to relocate into Bismarck. And they're also expanding into several other places, Farmington area and even Park Hills and different places. But their home base there in Bismarck, it's ZRM. They're doing a great job. They've spent about probably a little bit more than $2 million in Bismarck already, restoring a lot of our district, downtown district. They do a phenomenal job, dumpsters, excavation. We're proud to have them inside of our city. They do a whole variety of work. You can call them. They can just do about anything you want them to do. But they also are big into real estate, and they're buying real estate, rehabilitating real estate, and they're also assisting Bismarck in getting rid of some of the old houses that we're currently doing. I just talked to Tyler. He's floating around out here somewhere. But we're doing some title searches on some of these old dilapidated houses. We're going to get them torn down and get them out of there. And fortunate enough that we've got contractors along with ZRM and other contractors that's going to be coming in and putting in new updated housing, more efficient housing, and make the city really look good out there in the western end of the county. Western end of the county is really booming. Greatly appreciative also, Justin Kitchell. He did a great job with our airport. He's moved on a little bit higher in the food chain in the aviation business. As you can tell, I don't get up in the air much. I stay on the ground. But he did a great job getting our airport secured. He was really astronomical on helping us get that going. He's passed it on to the Operation Savannah. They're going to pick up the parts. Like I said, Justin's moved up to some of the state legislator and does something with the state level on helping us secure grants and different things like that. So he's going to be still a vital asset to that. But Operation Savannah is going to be taking it over. We're looking to do a little bit of a runway extension to get up to about 3,000 feet down there. We're working on some securing some property and things along that line. And Ad Tumblers, which is a data technology company, and they do a little bit of crypto and all that type stuff, and they are going to be putting a data center in over in Bismarck eventually over the next few years, which is going to be good, of course, bringing more jobs. And they're a phenomenal company. We work well with them. We really appreciate everything that they're doing. And they took over with Justin. They had a great smooth transition, and they took over the airport, and they're going to continue to grow the airport. We're going to look at building some hangars, Operation Savannah is a non-for-profit that does really good. Ad Tumblers is the data center business, and they're going to be working together as we expand the airport. 3,000 foot's a magic number for all you aviator people, as far as like landing there with insurance and stuff. So we got to get over the 2050 up to 3,000 foot, which will help get some more planes in there. And again, we're going to be expanding. We're also looking at the possibility of building what they call an air park subdivision. The city's looking at that, to where it is attached hangars to homes. It'll be a specialized subdivision, and it'll be attached. And when they come out of their hangar, they're going to have a direct taxiway straight up to our airport. So a lot of people are looking for places to fly without having to go rent a hangar and all this and that. They'll just park it there at their house. So we're exploring that area. That's one thing that I think is really going to be beneficial to our spot there. Another little bit of an expansion that we have going on, we're gracious enough to have United Tiny Homes. They flew in from Arizona. We got them on the hook. I'm just trying to reel them in now. It's going to be about a 70,000 square foot manufacturing facility for tiny homes. We got them here. They are here in the crowd today with us. We've introduced them to several people. We're trying to show them that our county is a place we wanted to build. Bring about another 50 to 100 jobs to Bismarck, really good livable wages. We will supply them the energy and the utilities as well, so we're excited about that. We'd like to get them here. So everybody make our county shine and look good, of course. But I think they're really giving us a good look. So that's another, Bismarck's been really hard on reaching out, looking for different companies. And we don't want a business to come into Bismarck and just say, hey, you know, we want your money, we want your utilities, we want to take all this. We like to incorporate, and our Chamber of Commerce has done an excellent job on helping us do this. We like to have the business as part of the city. We want them to come in, feel welcome, and we not only want them to bring jobs and bring quality buildings and bring and use energy and stuff, we want to help them, have them help us direct the city in a good family-oriented place. And when I say that, we also use Farmington. Larry's been a gracious mayor, been helped us out a bunch as well. And Deloge and Stacy over in Park Hills, all of them, Bon Tershon and Leadington. We use everybody as a facility. We use Farmington. You know, you're a bedroom community. Bismarck is a Farmington. We provide great people to be able to go to their events and utilize their places. We asked the same for Bismarck. Tomorrow we got the big chambers putting on the first flying cow event. I don't know if anybody knows that. Elm Farm Ollie was a flying cow in 1930. It was a publicity event that turned into being a big event. And what they did was they milked a cow in midair, about the only flying cow we think they ever did that. They milked the cow on the plane, and then they put the bottles of milk on parachutes and throwed them out the window to the people and let the milk come down. They all got the milk. Well, I don't think we're going to be throwing glass bottles out tomorrow, but our goal is tomorrow we're going to be, we got some real cute little plush cows with parachutes hooked on them. Chamber's done a phenomenal job. The Chamber's been growing and doing beautiful work over there. They're going to take it up, hopefully in a helicopter, and then they're going to drop it out for the kids with all of our community businesses, and even businesses from other towns have really been good. That we've got tons of gift certificates tied to the cows, and hopefully it's not going to be the WKRP turkey situation. But like I said, they're plush cows. I don't think we're going to be having any direct contacts. But luckily, Ambulance House Vibes right there, so we're in pretty good shape. But no, we're going to have a really good time tomorrow. You guys are all invited to come out there. I think it's going to be a great event. And as far as our end of the county, Bismarck is really doing good. The Lord has blessed us greatly. I think the Lord's blessed us all in this county the way it sounds. And that's about it. Like I said, we just can't do anything without working together. And we look forward to working with the other cities. Special thanks again to the County Commission and Mike and Dale. Kevin Engler, he's been a good friend of the city as well. And Larry, I know Larry said he's retiring. I was just talking to him. He's been a really good friend to Bismarck from Farmington. Anything we ever need, he's always been good to help us out. And we really greatly appreciate that, a smaller community like us. So, like I said, let's work together as a county, and all the cities work together and pray for each other. And I think we're going to continue to just keep going and going. Thank you, guys.